Around 1,000 people a year are diagnosed as obese in Northern Ireland. Leading doctors have said the local health service is facing a tsunami of obesity-related diseases which the economy cannot afford to treat. But just how far should we go to try and beat our fat problem? Well, an outspoken weight loss expert has put forward a strict 5-point plan he says will work wonders. He's with us now, Steve Miller. Good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning.
Yeah.
So, what is your 5-point plan?
Well, there's a number of measures that I've come up with that I think we need to be focused on, because what we've done in the past is we've focused very much on about, you know, healthy eating, and then we had the Change for Life initiative from the government, which was all a bit wishy-washy. So these are practical measures that include things such as warnings on packages of food that's obviously high in calorie. And what I'm talking about there is graphic warnings such as clogged arteries and that sort of thing. The reason being, Stephen, is that I think what we've got to do is start shocking people into taking action. So that's the first measure. The second measure is to include getting people to pay for two seats on a plane or in a cinema if their BMI is greater than 40. Simply because if someone is getting on a plane and they're spilling over to your seat, then it's just unfair that you should be subsidising that person. The other thing I'd like to see...
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you want to start targeting fat... You're actually serious, aren't you?
Oh, I'm completely serious, because, you know, to me it's common sense anyway. You know, you get on a plane, and when somebody that is obviously hugely too fat comes and sits next to you and they're taking up your seat, why should you be paying for them to take up some of your seat? And when we talk about motivating the nation to take responsibility to lose weight, you know, motivation is about a carrot and the nicey-nicies, but it's also about using a stick. And we've got to start saying to people, you've got to take some responsibility for your size, otherwise you will be punished for it.
Because it's going to make fat people feel even better about themselves, isn't it? If they're stigmatised and targeted and isolated by do-gooders like you.
Well, no, it's not about being a do-gooder.
Well, it kind of is, isn't it?
Because
you think because you're thinner, Steve, that you're better. You think that you're somehow a better human being, that you're somehow more collected, more reasonable, more in charge of yourself, don't you? How about we scrutinise you, Mr. Preacher?
Yeah, well, you can do, because I used to probably, you know, I was fat. I was fat. There was a time in my life when I was fat. I was fat because I was lazy. And all of this, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there is a certain percentage.
All fat people are lazy now.
There is a certain percentage of people that do have psychological problems, and that would have to be taken into account, and they have to be supported. But there is a huge amount of people out there that are listening to this show that are too fat, yes, because they're lazy. I used to be one of those people.
Well, it's good that we know that you're smug and you preach now. At the same time, what else would you do?
Well, I think one of the other measures has to be about generating role models. And the other thing that I put forward in this plan...
Obesity wardens on the streets.
Yeah, I'm coming to that in a minute. I am absolutely willing to live with celebrities, you know, public figures like yourself.
I saw you putting this on Twitter last night. You'd want to come and live with me. Can I just tell you, I cannot think of anything worse than you being in my house.
Oh, come on, Stephen, just think how much I could help you here. You know, and it's with every, you know, we live in this celebrity culture now, and when we have fat celebrities, the fat celebrities could be fantastic role models. And so that's also within my plan. But the other thing that you quite rightly mentioned is, and I want to start by saying that when we go to hospitals these days and meet dietitians, often it's a joke because they're fatter than what we are quite often. And I would want to scrap all of those people. And yes, I would want to put fit, fat wardens on the street that are talking to people in a constructive way, are giving them health education.
It's ridiculous.
Are talking to them if they are killing themselves. But what would you
It's completely ridiculous, isn't it? And you know it. And you know it.
What would you do? But what would you do if someone was drunk at a bar? You know, the police would talk to them. There's no difference. If someone is fat and they're sat outside a fast food restaurant gorging on burgers, arguably they are killing themselves. And yes, it sounds, people say this all the time, oh, it sounds ridiculous, you know, it's cruel, it's fat-shaming. Well, what else are we going to do then? Because what we're doing at the moment is not working. When I say to people, what do we do then? No one can come up with any ideas.
So you position yourself as a weight loss expert, Steve, and you are seriously suggesting that fat people would be approached in the street by complete strangers who, even when I say this out loud, I can't believe I'm talking about this, who would walk up to a fat person and start telling them off for what they're eating.
The answer to that is this, that the fat warden would be identifiable, so we would know they're there. And the other thing to say is they're not going to walk up, because I'm not suggesting for 1 minute they walk up and say, oi, fatty, isn't it time you sorted yourself out? That I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is these people would act as health promoters. And yes, I know it sounds shocking, but I come back to the point, what else are we going to do? Because everything we're doing has failed.
Mind your own business is what you might want to do.
Well,
respect fat people as you would respect anyone else. You know, the whole notion of someone coming up to me in the street as a fat man and starting to involve themselves in what I'm eating, you know, it's completely ludicrous.
Well, it's completely ludicrous to some people, but it will shock many fat people into taking action. And when it comes to fat people, Stephen, I can tell you now, no one loves a fat person like I do. That's why I work with them every single day. And yes, at times, I have to be very tough on them. I'm very straight talking with them. But, you know, I get results, and that's what I'm renowned for. And sometimes you get results by not being popular all of the time. But the message I put out there today is, again, what else are we going to do? Because everything we've done has failed.
Here's Robert in Belfast. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. I have to say that guy must think the public at large are wood from the neck up. I mean, what sort of philosophy is that if he works along with fat people? You know, fat people are not fat because they want to be fat. There's an underlying cause. There'll be people who are greedy and all that kind of thing. But the fact in general terms is nobody willingly wants to be 25 or 30 stone. And, I mean, all credit to you, Stephen, you lost 5 or 6 stone there.
I put it all back on again.
Yeah, because really, you see...
And this joker on the radio is calling me lazy.
But it's not within your willpower to do that. There's an underlying cause to people who overeat. You know, it's not, the human physiology changes, especially like in diabetes or thyroid. In diabetes, the food that, which would normally would be passed out to waste, the fat, actually is sent to storage. What can a person do about that? It's not within their gift to change it, because even the medication sometimes they have is not appropriate.
Go on, Steve.
There's an underlying illness to all of these.
Let me let Steve speak to you, Robert.
My first question is, Stephen, to you, Stephen, is you've obviously got an underlying condition. What is it? According to your caller, everyone that's fat has some underlying condition.
Yes, and I tell you something, it's a far better philosophy than the one you have of condemning people. What? I'm talking from experience. I know I'm not a fat person, but I had several illnesses, and in my course of research over 15 years, I can tell you something. People who have a thyroid condition cannot control their weight, either extremely
rubbish.
Thin or extremely
absolute
overweight.
Rubbish.
Diabetes.
Well, hold on. Let me hear from Steve. What do you mean,
absolute
rubbish?
Absolute load of tosh.
Yeah,
Robert. Hold on. I want to hear him. What do you mean, Steve?
Listen, Stephen, you can always tell an Englishman, but you can't tell him anything.
One second, Robert. Let me hear, Steve, why you're saying
absolute
this is tosh. Why?
I'll tell you why, because I work daily with women in particular that have a thyroid problem. And we have to remember that no one is fat in a famine. I'm sorry, it's absolute. Again, we are a nation. We are a nation that is in denial. And as soon as you raise your voice and say, actually, we need to be looking at some strategies that are stronger.
You haven't a clue, mister. You have not one. You see, don't talk about thyroid to me. It took me 17 years to get diagnosed. And I spent night and day researching. Even today, recently, I was at a doctor with my stepson. 16 years old, there's more beef on a crutch. I'm seriously concerned about him. The blood test comes up, he says, bloods are all right. Doesn't matter whether the blood's all right, a person can have a perfect blood, display no symptoms of thyroid, and yet be thyroid. So don't talk to me about you dealing with people with a hypothyroid. You haven't a clue. I'm not going to talk to you, get more angry. You're a blank.
Well, that's the type
of... It's another person that's in denial.
Well, but if that's the type of reaction you're getting on the radio at a distance, can you imagine the type of reaction one of your fat wardens would get? They'd have to have a military escort.
Well, you're right. I mean, the fat wardens would have to be trained in the art of fantastic communication.
They'd have to be trained in jiu-jitsu.
But Stephen, a fat warden would be a great communicator. They're not... Can I repeat? I'm not saying they're going to walk up and say, "Oi, fatty, stop eating the burger." I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is these will be health promoters on the street rather than highly paid bureaucrats,
do you know what,
and politicians in central government.
Do you know what? I don't. I actually don't know how to say this to you, because part of what you're advocating today is approaching a fat person and basically getting it through to them that they're fat. Basically saying to them, do you realise that you're putting your health at risk? Do you realise that you're killing yourself? Don't you think that people who are fat already know that? Like, what planet, Steve, are you on? Do you really think someone like me needs to be told that I'm endangering my health?
Let me answer the question then. Is, number one, fat people do know they're fat. You're absolutely right. Number two, they are often not doing anything about it. Number three, it often takes a sharp intervention and a shock tactic to drive people to take action. And yes, I know everyone, you know, some callers, not everyone, but many callers will be up in arms about it because they're shocked about this and they think it's outrageous. Well, I'm glad they are, because they need to, you know, and fat people, they do need to wake up and smell the fresh air. But we can't just keep subsidising fat people.
Subsidising us?
Yeah, with the NHS. Do you know how much it costs? You know, one of the reports now says it's costing the UK economy £47 billion a year. £47 billion a year.
Well, you could turn that on its head. I know I'm being slightly facetious here, but, you know, if it's costing that much, that shows you how natural it is to be fat. If so many people are fat, if so many human beings are fat, then you could follow the theory that, therefore, it's natural to be fat.
It's more easily accessible to be fat now, Stephen. That is true. And it's easier to be fat now because we can afford more junk food. You know, we sit at home playing on our computers. We don't move as much. But the great news is, and this is where I am optimistic, is the great news is there is something we can do about it so that we live longer, so that we set great examples to our children.
I honestly...
So that we reduce the cost of the NHS. And you know, I come back to the point again, is we know nothing's working. Nothing is working because the figures are horrendous.
I honestly don't know what to do about it personally.
Secondly,
I just do not know what to do about it personally. I've tried and I've tried, and no doubt I'll try again, but I do not know what to do about it.
Let me come and live with you, Stephen.
You get clear off.
There you go. I challenge you to that. I challenge you. Let me come and live with you, right, for a period, a good period of time. You live my way. And let's get your health under control.
Can't think of anything
worse.
It's
all about habit change.
Linda and Yuri, imagine him living with you, Linda.
I wouldn't have him about me.
Imagine that man living with you.
Domestic violence. The abuse that man would give emotionally. The health service would have to provide more support for the abuse that you'd have to recover from living with a man like that. That is worse than domestic violence. That is emotional abuse.
What is? I don't really understand.
Your attitude.
What is it that I'm saying that's emotional abuse?
I'll tell you what you're saying. You're saying a load of tripe, because you may have lived through it, but you don't live everybody's individual personal life. That is your personal story that you're trying to shove down other people's throats. Instead
How do you reduce obesity then?
Well, your way will never work.
Well, what's your way then?
Your way is abusive. It's intrusive into people's lives.
What do you mean abusive? What do you mean?
Abusive. Walking up to somebody in the street and trying to talk to him. He cannot control everybody's way of how they'll talk to people. he cannot actually stand by and say that whoever he has a representative in the street will walk up to a person and be emotionally sound in how they speak to a person and how they come across. He cannot control people on the street on how they talk to somebody and how they're eating. That is abuse.
Why is it abuse to talk to someone about helping them save their life?
No, the way you plan to do it is abuse. It's emotional.
How do I plan to do it? Tell me how I plan to do it.
Open up to somebody on the street.
And
do what? They're going about their daily life. If a person wants help, they'll shout out for help, and you'll not be able to do anything to help them until they decide. So don't be ramming it down people's throats the way that you're planning to do it.
So what do we do to reduce obesity then?
There's ways and means of doing it, but not putting it down people's throats on a street whenever they're walking about in their private business. That is abuse.
But Linda, if they're killing themselves...
Yes, they are killing themselves, and it's up to them. No, like Stephen, you know yourself. You have battled your weight, and you're not prepared to do anything until you decide, no matter how many people preach at you.
Well, then I'm trying. I'm trying periodically. There's not a day I wake up where I don't say, right, today's the day. And then what happens to me, about once a year, I get into a role. It's usually the first 4 or 5 days are the most difficult. To be honest with you, once I break the cycle of, see if I get past the first week of not eating crap, I'm all right until a snap again.
Because I'm the same. But I'll tell you something. It's until I flick that switch. People can talk to me, they're blue in the face, but it's until I switch on and I decide. So it is.
But did you see the dead fat documentary I made on BBC One? Did you see where I took the 30 stone corpse and the fat?
No, I didn't see that one, Stephen.
Well, I tell you what, it's
it's
pretty shocking. So I took a 30 stone corpse and we did an autopsy on a woman. I'll tell you what, it's scary. It's scary to see what you're actually doing with the fat in your body. Is you're displacing all the places, Linda, where your organs are supposed to be, your kidneys and your lungs, they're actually pushed out of their natural position and they're squeezed because of all the fat that's inside. So it's not just the fat that you see in the outside, it's the fat in the inside and what it's doing to your body. And it's actually completely distorting the natural positions of all of your organs in your body. And when I saw this woman cut open and you know, her organs were significantly moved, rammed out of the way and squeezed so that if they were trying to expand as they naturally would, they had nowhere to go. They were pushing against each other. Now, that's what we're doing to ourselves if you're fat. That's what I'm doing to myself.
And I can understand that. And I really can understand that. But what I couldn't condone somebody coming up to me in the street and talking to me when I'm going about my private business.
You see, Stephen...
I needed help. It should be done in a controlled manner and a private manner, because somebody that is dealing with their weight doesn't need that in their face, because they're privately battling it. Even though they mightn't accept that they're battling it, they are battling it.
You see, Steve, it's such a big topic, this, and people might be saying, oh, they're working on about fat again, but it's a huge issue, this. Absolutely massive. And the reason that you, Steve, wind me up a little is because when I was cracking this last year, like I lost the guts of 7 stone in 15 weeks, which was pretty, you know, that was fast, probably too fast, the experts would say. But I felt great. And therefore it winds me up that people like you think that I don't care. Of course I care. I just can't crack it. Do you not get that?
Oh, I totally get it, Stephen. And you know, if you need support to do it. And when I talk about things such as fat wardens on the street, and once people understand what that means, I think they would get me. When I talk about warnings, clear warnings on food packaging and that sort of thing, they're all interventions that I know are, to many people, are jaw-dropping, but they're interventions to support people. They're not interventions to be cruel to people or to bully people. That is the key. And, you know, what we're saying here is we've tried so many initiatives. The NHS Change for Life programme, it cost, I don't know how much it cost, but it would have been millions. And it just doesn't seem to have worked. So What I'm saying is, as you were explaining about the corpse, is we need to have a series of interventions that are jaw-dropping, that are shock tactics, that really, will, not with everybody, but with many people, will spur them into taking action, to take responsibility for their weight and to lose weight.
Here's Glenda. Morning, Glenda.
Good morning. I just like to say...
Say good morning to Steve. Say good morning to him.
Oh, good morning, Steve. If I was walking down the street, it wouldn't be any of my business what size anybody was. And if somebody told me I was too fat, I tell you, I wouldn't like to be one of those fat wardens because they are, oh my goodness, people just wouldn't abide them at all.
They'd get lynched.
No, that's the word, certainly. That's none of mine or your business what size anybody else is. Everybody mind their own and look after themselves. And I tell you what, the world would be a better place. If I go down the street, it's none of my business what size anybody is.
Glenda, thank you. Robin, morning, Robin.
Good morning. There's been a lot of interesting chat going on. And one thing I noticed, Stephen, you saying you go grit out for a while, you lose weight, and then suddenly you snap and put it all back on. I think the first thing you need to look at is why you snap and try and control that. But what I rang up about was I'm 13 stone, but a stone overweight. They get on an airplane, and the guy next to me is 26 stone. He's paid the same fare as me. If his luggage is within limits, he's okay. If my luggage is twice the weight, I get penalised.
So fat people should pay more in planes?
I know there is a certain amount of controversy. There are reasons people are fat. Not everybody wants to be fat. But you look around, no matter what town you go into, you walk through it, and there are people walking through it who are totally obese, and their kids are obese. And are you going to tell me that is something that is...
That's a really good point, actually. A really, really good point about kids. Because, you know, we do walk around towns where we see irresponsible, fat parents feeding their kids junk food, and the child is obviously obese.
Steve, tell me this in the moments we have left, because we've got to wrap up now. So I got up this morning. I just looked. It nearly made me sick when I looked at it. I stood in the scales. 6 months ago, I was 15 stone 2, which was good for me, okay? This morning, I'm 21 stone 11. I've nearly never been bigger. So what am I doing to my body?
Well, obviously, Stephen, the first thing to say is I do not endorse restricted diets, because when you go on a restricted diet, you think about food even more. That is the problem with a restricted diet. The best way to do it is to, there's so many things that I could talk about, but I'll be quick, is to introduce an 80-20 plan. So you're eating 80% of the time healthily, 20% of the time you're eating some junk food. The other really important thing is to build into your life goals, if you like, and tasks that you get yourself involved in so that you are mentally stimulated. Because what we do now is we're eating too much because we're bored. You know, people get bored, they get fat. And the other thing to say is, you know, of course, if people out there are thinking, I've just had enough of being too fat, then there's nothing wrong with seeking support at all. But what I would say is the one key thing I want to throw out today is avoid restricted diets, because they often fail. Most of the time they just fail.
Okay. Nice to talk to you, Steve.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. We'll be talking on Twitter, no doubt, after this. Thank you very much, Mr. Miller, @ Stephen Nolan on Twitter, if you want to continue the conversation.